I'm so glad you could join me for 5x5. 5x5 is a 5-minute, 5-thought podcast where I share moments of clarity in being human. There are tiny moments all around us every single day where humans and life collide. These are those moments. Every week, I will share with you 5 thoughts in 5 minutes on the things that have made me reflect on being human. Here's my top 5 for this week. Moment 1, choosing yourself. I witnessed magic this week. I watched ever so closely for a few minutes. What I was looking at made me stop everything that I was doing and watch. I was looking at a young teenager pacing the footpath. You know those moments when you're talking yourself in or out of things? I could tell that's what he was doing. He was reasoning and rationalizing and analyzing back and forward, back and forward. He started walking away from his destination, slowly but surely, and I thought he had decided. But about 10 minutes up the road, he stopped still. He turned and began heading back in the direction of where he was supposed to go. That's when he decided. That's when he chose himself. Every part of him had changed, his pace, his stance, his focus. He did not let the doubt, anxiety, or worry consume him. In that moment, he decided that this was what he wanted. Moment 2. Are you being led by your spirit or your wound? Every year this quote comes up in my social media memories, and every year I'm reminded of how often I acted and reacted based on a bed of fear. Fear that I didn't fit in, fear that I wasn't enough, fear that I couldn't possibly do that. Fear was the one and only thing I based all of my decisions around. Fear and shame. The wounds of hurt and confusion and despair. The wounds of what people might say and think. Did say and think. The wounds that I didn't belong anywhere. And all because I was willing to turn up the volume of my fear and turn down the volume of my spirit. I couldn't hear it. When I decided, like the boy in moment one, when I decided that I would give myself permission to listen to my spirit, that's when it all changed. Give yourself more credit. You are a human. You are a never-before-seen version, something else that no one else can copy. You were meant to be here. You deserve all the space you need. Your spirit needs to know that you're on its side because it's busting in there to come alive. Are you being led by your spirit or your wound? Moment 3, the nervousness of others. I've been asked so many times the last few months 2 common questions. 1, what are you going to do? And 2, what if it doesn't work out? Now, question 1 I've had to step into, and question 2 I've had to grow out of. The people who love us want the best for us, but that often means definitions of safe and secure and comfortable and predictable. This used to be my definition as well, to the nth degree. Rules were my life. Do this, not that. Stay in these lines. Look straight. It's taken me a long time to speak with confidence when I'm asked question 1. I am going to build a flexible week built around different passion projects, but all centered on helping humans become the human they were always meant to be. It took a little while to know that the people asking might still be governed by the rules I once was, and to navigate their various reactions. But I'm there now. As I've grown more confident, so has their response. Similarly, I've had to steer away energy from a question the old me would have asked myself. Question 2, what if it all falls apart? I've had to relearn how to frame that thinking and those possibilities and know that I'm willing to be a person who shows others what's possible, not what's impossible. Their nervousness is out of love, but it's also out of the only thing that they know and can see for themselves. Instead of being swallowed by all of that, I'm at least going to show up and give plan A a red hot crack, and then plan AA, and then plan AAA. Moment 4, knowledge is power, but it's only potential power. Tony Robbins. Known for his truth bomb quotes, Tony talks about how knowledge only becomes power when it's used. So many people ask me how I've come to know what I know, and my answer, I use all of the knowledge around me to figure out who I am and want to be, and then I live it. The only thing I don't ever negotiate on now is my truth. I speak it, I think it, I acknowledge it, I live it. And the only thing that I won't hide, and definitely not hide from myself, is my truth. The first thing I did when I decided that I needed to know who I was that I went looking for those who'd been there before me, and I soaked up everything. All of their lessons, their advice, their learnings. I soaked it in and I let it sit, and then I wrote down all the pieces of my newfound knowledge about myself. What I wanted to dump, keep, swap, and build. Somewhere deep inside of me knew that if I didn't use all of the information to change, it wouldn't matter a damn dime. I'm still constantly learning, readjusting, realigning, and changing, and I still read and research and feel through so many layers of knowledge to get to my truth. If you're looking for something to make a difference, I suggest sitting down and asking what you know, and then how you're going to use it to turn potential into action. Moment 5. What have you realized about yourself that you didn't know was possible? Oh my gosh, my answer to this is so many things. I didn't know it was possible for me to fit somewhere, to belong. I didn't know it was possible for me to be a leader that others look up to and come to for advice. I didn't know it was possible for me to truly change a life. I didn't know it was possible for me to write a book, to start a podcast, to come so far in just 4 years of self-discovery and acceptance. Our human minds are magnificent. They are exceptional machines at building self-protection strategies to keep us safe and stagnant. It's like all those little synapses get together and say, okay, we're safe here. There's no threats. She's not doing anything new. All of this we've done day after day before and before. Guys, we're fine. Sit down, have a drink, relax. Our brains love it when we don't try to become or do anything new. It's comfortable. Well, that is until we show it and ourselves what's possible. And then it becomes addicted to the creativity, possibility, and potential. And then both of you come to a consensus of what you're capable of. What have you realized about yourself that you didn't know was possible? Jump on over to Instagram or the Being Human community and let me know. Thanks for listening to 5x5. Reach out and let me know about the thoughts, feelings, and knowings that this has brought you. You can reach me on Facebook at Erin Minogue Author or on Instagram at Erin Minogue Soul Awakener. If you connect with me by signing up to my weekly newsletter, I will send you my free resource on the thought leaders, TED Talks, and videos that changed my life.